the Rove and Sam catch up.
Rove, you know how much I relish my privacy.
I sure do. That's why I don't even know your last name.
If you want to make sure you have privacy at your home, I suggest you contact Winston with a Y.
Oh, yeah, of course. They're the family business with over 48 years' experience who can custom make blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products for your house.
And if you contact them now, you can have it all ready by Christmas.
Oh, that's great, because I'm sick of that guy who keeps breaking in over Christmas and eating all our biscuits.
Who does that?
Oh, I saw him once. He's some guy in a big red suit with a white beard.
That's Santa Champy.
Look, I don't care what his name is. I just want him away from my biscuits.
So for your custom-made blinds, awnings and crimp-safe products, go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston, spelled W-Y-N-S-T-A-N.
By the way, Rove, my last name's Frost.
Sam, be careful. Santa could be listening and he'll steal all your biscuits.
Chitty, chitty, chat, 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 chat.
Hey, chitty chatters, what the f***'s up?
Oh, there we go.
I haven't swore in a podcast for a while, so I thought I, you
and
know.
She's been very good.
You're Jew.
She's been very... You can't call her a Jew.
I don't want people to think I'm changing, Jamie, because I like to be myself.
I'm so sorry,
I just thought,
Sam.
You know what? The chitty chatters are probably wondering where all the beeps are.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing them a favour.
Or they're probably thinking, you know what? Jamie's got it easy now.
Jamie, please, you and your sunburnt head, shut up.
Is it?
Oh,
how do I?
Rove's got the mic up and his shoes on the bench.
I don't care today. How did you not? How did I not notice you were so burnt? What did I miss? Is it because I'm colorblind? But I should see red, or just a shade of something.
You look pretty. You look pretty sunburnt. Like your face looks ridiculous.
Face is a little bit red.
I can't understand your accent, sorry.
But guys, I once, the most embarrassing sunburn I ever got. I was wearing a cap back to front, got sunburn, and had across the top of my forehead, top half, like from, like if you raise your eyebrows, that first sort of wrinkle, unless you've had Botox. So if you're a Kardashian, you don't know what I'm talking about. But to normal human beings, line on your forehead from up to the hairline, white as the day I was born.
But it looks like you got a bandana on or something.
Well, that's it. It was just...
Oh, Rose got to play tennis.
And I had...
Good on you, James.
And I had to do a TV show. I used to do that. That's something I used to do.
What?
Mate, he's doing TV, man. Don't even. But yeah, that was the, like, coming in and just the makeup lady's just going, what did you do? I'm like, oh, you might have a bit of summer. Like, what? How is it a line across the top of your head? Like, we can deal with an all-over redness.
Yeah.
Like tomato face here.
The main chick in Revenge for season one, like, she was sunburnt the whole series, and it really bothered me.
Do you reckon that's because she got sunburned day one and then just had to keep consistent for the whole run? So every week she had to go out and get, like, raw?
I just think that she was red raw and she's like, damn it, forgot all filming. And then they just, like, probably bang, bang, bang. Don't know. I don't know, guys. Hey, I don't know. All I know is it bothered me and I was like, oh, you're so sunburnt. And the amount of makeup and whatever you do, I can still see it shining through.
Do you ever think, Jamie, when you get sunburned that all you're going to hear about from people is how sunburned you are? When you turned up on Monday, is it like getting a new, can I just say, when I get a new haircut, I know I've had a haircut. You don't have to say to me, you've had your haircut. I didn't get it cut for you. I got it cut for me.
Always compliment your hair when you get your haircut.
I want to just, I can't even shave it off because that ain't going to help. Because then people go, ooh, you shaved your hair. What's all this about? Like, you just, or even like if you just leave it, oh, you're growing it out. Stop.
Stop
acknowledging things.
Hey, every time I wash my hair, people go, your hair looks great today. Have you done something different? No, I washed it.
Because
it's the same
women
thing.
Need that. You do it for a reason. Thing. Guys, it's just functional.
Yeah.
It's like masturbation. It's not always enjoyable.
Ew.
You just got to get the job done.
Ew.
But the idea of, that's like Hamo when he gets his weird pink eye.
Yeah.
He intentionally doesn't come in. He can function with it, but he just doesn't want people going, oh, you're right. I know my eye. Yes, my eye.
Hey, why are you all having a go at me?
Walking through the office
and
yesterday
this,
and today, everyone just goes, oh, you're a little bit burnt and all that. It's like, guys, stop it.
Now, is this the...
Shut up, Jamie, with your burnt face.
So tomato head. It's a big red.
I hate you both.
So Heinzie.
Your face is as orange as Joel's hair. That's an in-joke, guys. Joel. Just got red hair.
I miss Joel.
He's dead to us.
I wonder what he's doing in the afterlife. Mm. So, Jamie, is this the equivalent of you tan shredding? So, like, in the much in the same way that you massively bulked up and got incredibly fat before you did some weird thing to try to then become thin.
No, it's not coming.
No, I'm just stating facts, mate. Is this the equivalent of you, I'm going to completely fry my face to then let it lessen off to being a tan?
No.
Rather than build slowly, coat by coat, you've gone, I'll fry it red and then just let it ease off to a brown. Disgust.
No, the intention wasn't for that at all.
So it what happened? Did you fall asleep?
No, I just spent too long on one side.
Being the front side?
Being the front side.
Did you flipped over?
I did flip, but then the flipping was too late.
You're annoying.
look, Pete Evans would be happy with you, just frying yourself out there.
I'm thought I'm talking to intelligent people here.
Shut up, not Manu.
He gets it.
Not today. So, Sam.
Yes.
You were going to say, when you swore at the start of the show.
Yeah.
There was something about a little friend of yours.
Oh, yeah. Guess. Yeah. I went out for dinner with one of my mates last night. We just went to a pub. Great. Had some tacos.
tacos.
Oh, God. Whenever Sam retells a story, I love that you throw in. You didn't just go out, but it's always the same. Had a few drinks, a few canapes. You know the ones where they like wrap up a little bit of chicken and some turkey leaf. I think they call it San Choi Bao. A little bit of taco, a little bit of pizza. Felt Mediterranean. Had some tapas.
Yeah, so that's what I did. And then my mate, right, dropped a bombshell. I could not stop laughing. No offense to everyone out there who's the same gist. But I don't even know how it came up in conversation. But he's like, oh, yeah, when I was like riding my bike. And I was like, aha, what kind of bike? I'm like, oh, like a proper cyclist. And I was like, you're a cyclist? And I was like, how am I just finding this out right now?
Did you not notice his smooth legs? Has he got smooth legs?
I don't
legs?
Look at it. Like, he's like a little... You know.
Tiny person?
No, I'm not. No offense to tiny people.
No, none taken.
I'm tiny.
Why did you point to Rufus when you said that?
Shut up, everyone.
Tiny person.
But like, you just don't really like, you know, it's
my
not like.
My head's not a beetroot.
It's not like
I deal with it.
Big chunky, you know, sasha legs that you'll notice that they're quite hairy.
Well,
you know what
cyclists
I mean?
Are quite thin, you see, because they're like your marathon people. But, they're burning up the calories, but they're not sort of lifting weights or anything.
Yeah, like just a tiny.
Sinewy.
And anyway, and I'm like, do you shave your legs?
Okay.
Do you wear lycra with the nappy?
Does he wear the pads, man pads?
Yeah. And I don't want to be friends with him anymore.
Like there can't be that.
Like you can't be a cyclist.
I missed the meeting. How do we really feel about the cycling thing? Don't get me wrong. I'm all for people making a green, healthy option. When it comes to transport and getting around on a treadley, great idea.
But you can still ride your bike and wear normal clothes.
Just use the bike lanes.
Yeah.
Just use the bike lanes. There's nothing worse than driving. And then it's just like, I'm stuck behind a cyclist.
Yeah, you're not.
If you're not doing the speed limits, even doing like a 59 and 60, get out of my way. Even if you're a car, get out of my way.
But it was the cyclists, and I use this as a they term, who just decided, no, we're better than those on the footpath. I'm not a footpath cyclist. I'm a legit cyclist because I got a helmet that looks weird and you can see my ass and I shave my legs. If I was to be seen going full pelt on the footpath, I'm going to ride on the road like a proper piece of transport. You're not.
I know.
And don't you dare get up in front of me at the lights. You're not a motorcycle. You can't take off quick enough. I'm going to smoke you. And I don't want to knock you off the road.
Yep.
This whole issue where cyclists and people are sort of, you know, coming to blows, I can see why it happens. It's
great. Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was a cyclist, you'd sit there going, hey, look out, I'm trying to ride here. But if you're in a car, you're like, but you can see it, I'm behind you. Move aside and don't go five deep. Like, to be honest, guys, come on. Don't go five deep and take up the road. You can't do that kind of stuff.
No, it really bothers. And the thing that bothers me about it is, like, everyone's cruising along. Then all of a sudden there's a bloody cyclist and you're like, F word, I got to merge and then these people won't let me in and then there's traffic. But then by the time that you merge in and you want to quickly sweep back into the lane, he's creeping back up again. You're like, go away. Get away from me, cyclists. They bother me. And they shouldn't be allowed on roads where you are going 80 k's or over because it's dangerous.
Haven't some of them ended up in the tunnel? There was some a couple of the tunnels here in Sydney where we do the show. They have been seen, like, I think it's like the delivery guys. I won't name the company in case I'm wrong. Mm. But those delivery guys that get around on their cycles have been going through the tunnels.
You can't do that.
That's just dumb and dangerous.
Yeah.
Man. So this is why we don't like Sam's Thread?
Yeah, that's fair.
But seriously, guys, Jamie's face. Here's a significant catch-up.
Roman Sam.
Thanks to Winston with a Y. Get your blinds, awnings and crimsafe installed before Christmas. Yeah, you heard me, all three.
Yeah.
If only Jared Hayne had done that to his phone. If only, Sam, yesterday. Yeah, he could have had at least the crimsafe.
Yes.
So Jared Hayne, of course, NFL superstar, giving a talk to a bunch of school kids about phone software to make it more secure on a Wi-Fi network.
Exactly. And it's so important to just lock it down and just be secure with all your privacy bits and pieces.
Absolutely. And what better way to prove how this wonderful technology works than to have your phone hacked and porn adult content put up on a big screen. Now, I know everybody has seen this. I know everyone's across this story. But just in case you weren't, bunch of school kids in a big auditorium, there's Hayne in front of a huge screen. And then, well, as he's giving the talk, you can pretty much hear the kid's reaction. Can't quite hear what he's saying, but you know what? In many ways, it doesn't matter.
So I can see everything that Jared is seeing on his device as a man in the middle. It's a very, very powerful attack because the bad guys really use this to compromise devices. Oh my God.
Look, this is probably the inappropriate response, but if this is because of one of the kids in that school, mate, you are a bloody legend. You are a legend. Exactly. What I love is just someone, I assume it's probably Jared, has just gone into dad mode of just, oh, jeez. Oh, I don't know.
What do you do?
Obviously, it's not his phone. He's been cleared this morning saying it was not his fault, not his phone. Thank goodness.
Everyone's making that very clear, like probably over the top clear. I'm just like, just chill with it.
I wish listener Jake had been there to go,
no!
Because I'm sure that's what Jared was thinking. But Post the incident, Hayne was interviewed, and it's like he couldn't even get through the end of his explanation as to what happened before he just melted into mush.
Obviously, I shut my phone straight away so that I was logged off, so it was, but yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just, I'll just slither out. Now, big shout out to our good friends at Norton. Yeah, you know them, the antivirus software people.
Yeah.
Because it was their talk that they had Hayne there for. This was them showing off their technology that got hacked into, where porn was played in front of school kids. This is what they had to say about it.
Look, it's unfortunate. All I can say is definitely was not Jared's device.
Oh, that's just bad PR.
Was it yours, Norton dude? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Mate, he was having a good time earlier.
I love that you can hear in the background there's a crow already circling to pick over this guy's bones.
Yeah.
So look, it can happen to the best of us. Jared Hayne in front of a bunch of school kids is probably the extreme. But when have you been busted with porn? We would love to know, when has it got you in trouble? 13, 10, 60. Everyone's had that tale of, I just put the screen down quickly in the hope that no one knows what's going on.
Everyone knows what's going on. You're not allowed to shut your computer down very quickly because everyone knows that just means you're
exactly
having a very good time.
Having a great time. Okay, so I'm. You know what? I'll save that story for when we come back. 13, 10, 60. When has porn got you in trouble?
Roman Sam.
Now, our producer, Sonia Button On.
Yeah, I had a really funny story. This I spotted somebody in a very public place. And it's kind of funny because public transport's tricky when you want to get a seat. And I reckon this guy may have done it on purpose. But he was blatantly watching pornographic content on his phone. And
pornographic content.
And everybody.
Mummy and daddy pictures.
Yes, exactly, Rove. Naughty, naughty photos.
Did you say? Content. Did you say mummy, daddy pictures, amma.
You've changed, Sonia. You've changed.
Right. I did that for you guys.
Was he wanking? I've missed the point of this.
Well.
And no one sat next to him. Everyone avoided him. I was like, that's genius.
That's not Sonia.
He'd pitched a giant tent. No one wants to hop inside. I get it.
Well.
Jane in North Sydney.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Oh, Jane, welcome to the show. So, Jane, when has this type of thing got you in trouble before?
Oh, Jane, you mix.
Okay, well, actually, animal porn got me into trouble while I was teaching a Year 6 class.
Well, Jane, I didn't see that coming. Okay.
We're researching animal habitat.
Sure.
And I was helping a group, and my iPad was still connected to the interactive whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And we tapped in camels to humps.
Oh.
Well.
Oh.
I think I've seen that video, one camel, two humps. I've seen that video.
So let's pop the camels humping. Oh. So I can get to my...
Oh, wow.
Well.
They can go. Baby got Bactrian. Hey!
Well.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Never mind, trust me. The animal knows like that one.
I've come to Amanda.
All right, guys, we get it.
Sorry, we'll just wait for this little bit to finish. Amanda, good morning, lovely.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now, when has porn got you in trouble?
It was back in my uni days, and my boyfriend used to think it was a hilarious idea to preload porn on my laptop. So I'd get into a lecture theatre, and I like to sit at the front because I had a bit of vision issues, and open up my laptop and loud as anything is porn, just playing there, and 60-odd people looking down and watching my screen like, I got some horrible nicknames because you wouldn't choose, you know, your standard activity. It'd be like clown porn or something weird happening. Yeah, I didn't know.
Midget porn.
Midget clowns.
Yeah. Midget clown porn.
Mix it up. And the thing is, there's no hiding the soundtrack. As soon as everybody hears that bow chicken wow, they know exactly what's going on too, Amanda.
That's right.
And no one does it quietly in adult films.
Oh, no one's
like, no one's like really just quietly enjoying it because the kids are in the next room. There's none of that going on.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
Amanda.
No.
Well, at least no, I can't have you with that, Amanda. That's pretty shameful.
Rove and Sam.
Thanks to Winston with a Y on the eve of the US election. It feels like it could be a toss of the coin. Mm. So it probably wouldn't surprise you to know, Sam, that there is a group called Hookers for Hillary.
Yes, which is exactly in the title.
Exactly. You pretty much, it's what you get.
Yeah.
It's all there on the box.
And it's not pirates with hooks.
No. In fact, let's find out a little bit more as we chat to the man behind it. His name is Dennis Hoff, and he joins us on the line now. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, how are you? Good morning to the breakfast show.
It is very nice to chat to you. So you're in Carson City in Nevada at the moment. You know, what happens there stays there, as they say. So one of your main reasons for supporting Hillary, is it just that she embodies female empowerment, or are there actual policies that you and your prostitutes want to get behind?
Well, it's a lot to do with being a woman, but they know that she'll protect Obamacare where Trump won't. They also feel like that who better to negotiate with men than a woman?
Mm-hmm.
And they just like her. You know, they just like her. They're all Bill Clinton fans too. And that's the other thing, is that they like knowing that when Hillary gets up in the morning, she's going to have her cereal and talk to Bill Clinton about ideas.
And I'm sure Bill Clinton is a big fan of theirs.
Well, Bill Clinton is a big fan. In fact, there was a picture in National Enquirer last year of Bill Clinton with a couple of the Bunny Ranch girls, Barbie Girl and Ava.
Of course there was.
And Bill likes girls. And I cannot confirm nor deny that the Bill Clinton has ever been to the Bunny Ranch.
Oh. Now, has Hillary reached out? Does she know you guys are supporting her?
She has reached out, and she got a kick out of it, you know, that she's got the Nevada girls, the Hookers for Hillary. Yeah, and her brother reached out to us, and he's coming to visit real soon.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Take us through. Yeah. If I'm a Clinton supporter,
sure.
Or just, you know, one of the Rove and Sam team, if we come to visit you guys, what are you going to put on for us?
Yeah, what
sort
happens?
What do we get?
if you're a Clinton supporter and you'll go online and make a donation to her website, and then they'll give you an extra half hour in the room of hips, lips, and fingertips.
Oh, gee whiz. Sorry, I wasn't expecting that. Sorry.
So we asked for the Clinton special?
Yes, it's Apps for the Clinton special. Absolutely. We got to have the Clinton special. And we assume that that Hillary likes girls, too. So that goes for the girls also.
Sure, have a little bit of a dibble-dabble. Ain't nothing wrong with that, right?
Nothing wrong with that at all, you know. We got to keep these people entertained. And I don't know what her sexual preference is, Hillary's is, but we'll take care of her, whatever she wants.
Fantastic. I so hope she wins. Yeah. What do you...
I wasn't expecting this conversation going this way, and I'm so happy it is, Dennis.
Dennis, what do you think the chances are of Hillary getting through? It's very, very close at this point. It seems it could be anyone's race. If it goes Trump's way, what does that mean for the hookers for Hillary?
Oh, they'll be excited. There'll be a lot of them have donated a lot of money. They'll look forward to going to the inauguration in Washington, D.C., and, of course, supporting the organization, Hookers for Hillary. And, it's going to be a big party on Tuesday around here, whatever happens. They don't need much of an excuse to party around here, these girls.
If Hillary wins, Dennis, what do you think the chances are of the Hookers for Hillary being up there when she's sworn in? There's always people in the background standing there applauding. Could some of your girls be there?
Well, I think it's very possible because some of these girls have donated a lot of money. You know, our average girl has a six-figure income. Our top producers like Cressa Kisses and Air Force Amy make $500,000 a year. So they've donated a substantial amount to the cause.
That's right. Put you on the spot. Who do you think's going to take it out come the big day Tuesday?
I actually want Donald to win, but I think it's a really tough road. We need a change. We just need a change. And I do like Hillary. I like Hillary a lot. But we just need a change. And Donald Trump is bringing new energy to it. And the Tribes for Trump girls are really supporting it hard. And, Ro, why don't you come over? I'm going to offer you the radio host special here. Free on me. That's the only unacceptable four-letter word in a brothel. Free.
Free.
Well, Dennis, look, if this doesn't sum up this entire election, the man behind Hookers for Hillary is hoping Donald Trump wins. Then I don't know. It could be a toss of the coin. Good luck either way. Dennis, thank you very much for chatting
to us. Thanks so much, Dennis.
Thank you. You guys are fun. We'll do it again.
Gosh, I hope not. That would be a terrifying thought. Roven
Sam. Mr. Body Hack himself, Todd Sampson, returns to the show to talk to us about tonight's season finale of his Channel 10 hit series. So far, Todd has participated in MMA fighting, learned to be a hunter-gatherer, and been abroad with Sherpas and the French Foreign Legion. If there's a season two, we want Todd to up the ante and see if we can get him a date with Taylor Swift without inspiring a breakup song. Good luck, Todd.
Todd Sampson, still alive for now. Welcome.
Good morning.
Now, no spoilers because I don't want to know if you drown tonight or not. I want to be surprised at the end of the episode.
This is a really tough episode for me because, as some people may know, I have a bit of a phobia of water and I don't know how to swim. So I end up living with the Bajau, who their entire existence is on the water. In fact, they rarely, if ever, go ashore.
The footage that we've seen is they're just walking on the bottom of the water. They don't have weights or anything, do they?
Yeah, so I show up. And there's a very well-known Bajau man named Solben. So I learned to scuba dive badly. I'm so scared under the water. I'm just, I'm at 20 meters roughly. I'm down on the bottom and I'm kicking up the dirt and everything because I'm so nervous under there and I'm swimming. And then suddenly I look up 20 meters above me and I see a man in his underwear with a spear gun going straight to the bottom like an arrow, straight to the bottom. He gets to the bottom. He's got makeshift tiny goggles that he's made himself. He turns around to me. He gives me a thumbs up, and he walks for 4 minutes.
Four minutes?
Walking.
This is the whole point of the series, right? What does it do to the human body? You know, 3 minutes and you're dead.
I was
Isn't
gasping.
That the rule?
I'm on oxygen, and I'm running out of air. He does it through his breath regulation.
That's why, like, as you dive down, you got to pop your ears because it's the pressure from the outside going in.
He's blown both of them. And most of the Bajau have blown their eardrums. And some of them do it on purpose. Just before I attempted to do it, which, by the way, doesn't go well. But, so after the training and everything, he says, I want to take you to a graveyard.
Why?
So I go, that's what I think. I thought, why are we going to a graveyard? Like, I thought it was some kind of warning. So we walk with the crew. Nobody knows what's going on. We show up in the graveyard and we sit down. And he says, I'm sad. And I said, oh, why? And he said, because six of my children are buried here. And I went, what? And he said to me, do you have kids? And I said, yes, I have two daughters. And he said, are any of your kids dead? And I said, no one's ever asked me that before, but no. And he said, you're very lucky. And then I broke out crying. He breaks out crying. His kids all died of curable diseases. Chickenpox and cholera.
Oh my God.
And the thing is, these Bajau are borderless and stateless. They have no government. They have no health care. They have no education. If they get sick, they die. It's a really emotional episode because I was facing down my demons of the water with my own phobia. It was beautiful and emotional.
Are you going to do a second series?
Wait till the wounds
potentially
heal.
Yes. Potentially. There's lots I haven't explored that I want to, that I had on the list for the first series.
Yeah.
Have people commented on your body? Because you're looking pretty cut in this series.
No one's commented.
Yes, well, they
certainly,
have.
Certainly,
yes,
my
they
have. Certainly my wife hasn't. You know, after the after the fight, the MMA fight, because Naomi is a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. She's actually a good fighter.
Of course.
And when the fight was over, she said to me, I reckon I could have beat him. And you know what? And you know what she said to me after Sherpa. So the crew nearly dying, yes, and all that whole adventure. She just turned to me just before we went to bed and said, "That one was a little boring, wasn't it?"
What a badass! I love it.
Her biggest concern is not so much about my, you know, how's your shoulder, how's your eye, are you going to get hurt, is this dangerous? Her thing is, how much life insurance do we have? So it'd be fair to say she's well taken care of if I do die. And I sometimes think she's watching the show thinking, that was very close to my new life. Oh, that's not. Okay, we're still here. Man, same old, same old.
I just had a gold boat in my head. Well, best of luck surviving tonight. The final episode of Body Hack, 8:30, Channel 10, tonight. Todd Sampson. Bravo on a job well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And here's to whatever comes next.
Oh, Todd, you're a superstar.
But the one thing I still can't wrap my head around, not learning to swim.
Yeah.
Until, like, even you're an adult, still struggling with it. I'd like to know what other things people have sort of started too late in life.
Oh, yeah. Well, you heard about the 80-year-old model.
So maybe you're never too late. Mm. Who knows? Are you like a grown person who doesn't know how to use a knife and fork yet? Maybe it's not you just, I only just learned it. Maybe you still haven't learned. 13-10-60, what did you start too late? Rove and
Sam. Christian Embargo, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Christian, what did you start late?
That actually wasn't me. It was my mate, and it was only as of last week that I actually taught him. Oh. He actually didn't know how to tie his shoelaces. Physically... And truly did not know how to tie his shoelaces. He had his shoelace out, and I was like, don't you know how to tie your shoes? And he looked at me with a look like, is that a problem?
So what? He'd just been living his whole life with his shoes undone the whole time.
Or just tucking them in.
He's worn slip-ons his whole life, basically, and always tucked his shoelaces in.
Oh my.
Well, there you go. Christian, how old is he, just quickly?
He's 22.
22.
Now, Christian, of course, the million-dollar question, did you teach him the two bunny ears looped over, or was it the tree and we run around the tree?
No, I taught him, you know, you make the loop, and then I kind of got tangled up even with, you know, the two bunny ears. My bunny ears went under the bridge and then everywhere else.
And that's when Christian realised, oh, I don't know how to tie shoes either.
Lydia in Fairfield, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. Now, what did you start too late?
Okay, so I didn't even start it too late. I never learned how to ride a bike.
Oh.
Now, look, yeah, Lydia, there is a point where you reach a line in the sand where it's kind of like, I can probably get by without this now.
Yeah, like, I'm older now. I don't need to. However, if my friends want to go on, like, bike rides, I can't do that. It's not even the fact that I never learned it. It's that I physically couldn't. Like, I'm a small girl. I'm 4'11", so... Every time I go on it, I just literally fall off because my feet don't reach the ground.
Welcome to my world. You know what I do? I just go in the basket, Lydia.
Yeah.
Just a little basket.
I need to invest in a good basket, definitely.
Yeah, I'm like Toto from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
that's me.
See, I thought that I started late. When I started riding a bike at 8, and I was like the only person that didn't know how to ride a bike. Now I feel great.
Imagine a 20-year-old with training
I'm
wheels.
A smoker.
That'd be so great.
That'd be quite cute.
Adult tricycles. Where are they? Right?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help Lydia out here.
I know. I wasn't expecting it. That's all.
Okay, I'm writing that down.
Yeah. David in Chatswood. Good morning.
I don't know why I'm writing it down. Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, mate.
Now, what yeah. what have you begun quite late?
I can't believe it took me so long, but I only started getting on Facebook last year.
Oh, yeah, mate. Right. You know what? That's a good thing, David. It means that you're busy living in the world.
Yeah, it's been great, but now I'm getting hooked on it, pretty much.
Oh, no.
Such a waste of time.
Well, look, it's come back around the old Facebook. For a while there, it was teetering on the edge of MySpace, anyone?
Mm. So I think I was on MySpace the longest.
You were the last guy on MySpace? Was that
exactly.
you?
Exactly. Everybody started having a fake account. Then I quit.
Get on you, David. Roven
Sam. Last night, the plebiscite to legalise same-sex marriage has been defeated in the Senate, voted down, and that's essentially it now. This issue is done.
Yes, until they readdress it in 2019. 2019, are you joking? You know what? I bloody called it because I said when we had Bill Shorten in the studio, we were talking about the plebiscite. This is what Bill had to say.
I think we should just vote upon it in Parliament, save the $200 million. A lot of mental health experts say that the talk of the plebiscite and people having to have their relationships voted on, yes or no, is it a good idea? That's going to cause a lot of distress. And Mr Turnbull's own team have said that if they don't like the outcome, they're not going to accept the outcome. So why are we going through this farce? We should just get on and do it. Just vote on it in Parliament. Don't waste the $200 million and don't have this big divisive debate.
Exactly, right? I can totally see his point of view. And I said during that interview, and I said, I guarantee you, if Labor, you know, block it or it just doesn't happen, then they go, well, see how hard we tried, guys? Look how good we are. And now that's exactly what's happening. And they're like, well, we tried. Dust it off. We'll worry about it next election.
I mean, they knew.
What a joke.
It's a really tough one, this one, because we knew this was the only shot that the coalition said that they were ever going to consider.
Can't they just do it? Just do it. Like, I don't understand. Like, just
well,
do
from,
it.
Well, from what I understand, Turnbull is behind the idea, but the party line is no. They're a conservative party. They've always said, no, that's not going to be the case. So you go, right, well, quite clearly, unless Labor are in power, no such thing is going to happen. So the plebiscite has come through and it was like, okay, not the way to go. A lot of things are wrong with this. But it was such a gamble to say, well, we're going to shut it down and then that takes that off the table and now we can readdress it.
They still, regardless of what, you know, they do the plebiscite, regardless of the outcome of that, they still ultimately had to make a decision, which would have been the same decision they've already come to.
And I guess like Shorten was saying, well, what if we go through this whole process and, of course, taxpayer money to put it out there and just go, hey, what do you think about someone else getting married? Like, you know, we've said it countless times to where blue in the face. Well, if you want to get married, you don't have to ask anybody.
No.
You can actually ask the in-laws permission and they say no. Guess what? You can still get married. It is ridiculous that people should even have to ask anybody if they can or can't.
I know. Like, people can marry their first cousins. I know that's not, like, it's true. It's You're legally allowed
we've,
to marry
we've
your first cousin.
It. It's
Except
crazy.
You can't marry the same sex. It's a joke. Adam Lambert, he was on the show yesterday, and he was just very confused.
Australia's always been known as such a, like a liberal, forward-thinking
Absolutely.
Kind of place. You know, I've come down here for the last 7 or so years, and everybody's just very chilled out about all that stuff. So, what's going on?
Man,
we're just chillers.
We agree. We agree, Adam Lambert. What is going on?
Oh.
So, that's it now. So, essentially, there is no backup plan. Labor can put whatever idea forward that they want, but it will be shut down. It will be blocked because the Liberals have said this is it.
Oh,
we told you, one and done.
We've tried really hard, guys. Oh, it's embarrassing and it's disgusting.
So, now to think, you know, here we are pointing the fingers at the Americans on the eve of election.
Exactly.
Going, oh, look at you guys. You could have Donald Trump as president. At least they have same-sex marriage from a leader who, you know, had the balls to step up and say, no, this is wrong. This is backwards. This is how it has to be.
Yeah.
And to think that it wouldn't even be changed till the next election in 2019. And let's be realistic. It wouldn't be passed until probably 2020.
Yeah, maybe 2020. Whoa, my God.
What the hell
it's
going to
be
doing?
Really tricky when it starts getting into the...
We found the way out. We found the way out. Look, I think we just need, quite seriously, look, you know, I'm going to do it again for the second time today. As a nation.
Pull your head in. Rove and Sam.
Rove, yesterday I mentioned to you.
Yes.
that I was so embarrassed by my brother. So
now, if you listen to our Rove and Sam catch-up podcast, you would know that we mentioned this in our exclusive content that we do. We call it the Chitty Chat.
We did. On Sunday, I'm having a great time. I just went out for dinner, had a couple of wines, and then I got a phone call from one of my girlfriends saying, mate, your brother's just called Osha's Love Line and left a love song dedication.
Oh, of course.
And I was like, whoa, you idiot. Anyway, because it's on our station, we were able to get the moment where my brother Alex called in.
Hi, it's Alex Frost here. I just want to dedicate my love to Nikki. She's pretty angry at me at the moment. But, I just wanted to publicly say I love you.
My face is buried in my hands.
What a dickhead! So we've got him on the line. Alex Frost, my brother. I love you, but you're a bit of a dick. Hi, bro.
Oh, it sounds a lot worse hearing it back.
Mate, are you just so embarrassed?
Oh.
What were you thinking?
Al, there's so much to take in one very short message left for Osha on the love line.
Oh, if I could take it back, I would.
No.
Oh, no.
Why? You stand by it, bro.
Instead of taking it back, let's listen to it one more time now that you're here.
Hi, it's Alex Frost here. I just want to dedicate my love to Nikki. She's pretty angry at me at the moment. But, I just wanted to publicly say I love you.
I reckon I know why you're in trouble. I reckon you've been liking Sluzz's photos on Instagram. Is that why?
I think there might be a few things. That could be one of them.
A few things? Like what? Like, get your shit together.
Now, Alex, so you should be up for the Friday 500 for this, really.
Oh, yeah. Humiliating your partner.
If anything, you've humiliated Nikki by calling the love line. So she's mad at you. Mm. So what song did you request out of interest?
Yeah, what song did you request, bro?
I think there was a bit of Bruno Mars in there somewhere.
Oh, yuck. It just keeps getting worse.
Catch a grenade.
Oh, catch a grenade.
Oh, God.
Who is this guy? God. But do you know what? Al, we just thought, I'm going to get Nikki, your girlfriend, on the line to really get to the bottom of what the hell is going on. Nikki, beautiful, lovely Nikki. Hello, beautiful.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really well, Nikki. No. Are you just so embarrassed about this?
A little bit. I mean, declaring to the world that we're in a fight is one
she
thing.
Loves it.
Now, Nikki,
not helping, Al.
Nikki, what did he do? Like, has he been liking Sluzzers on Instagram? That's what I think. All the girls with their big titties out. Is that what it is? Is this what this is about? Do I need to grill him?
I mean, I'm sure there's been times like that, but I actually can't remember looking back what I was angry about on that Sunday night. I have no idea. There's so many things he's done that I don't actually remember.
Now, Nikki, the big question is, did you even know he'd done it and did it work?
I did know he did it. We're in the car, we're driving somewhere, and we're listening to Osha for ages. And I was like, why don't you give me one, huh? Like, that type of interrogation thing.
My teeth hurt.
And then he did, and it was funny, and then it sort of broke the ice a little for the long car drive.
Wow.
Nikki, I apologise on behalf of my brother. I don't know how you put up with him, and, you know, you're a lot stronger than I am because I would have thrown him under the bus by now.
Now, Nikki, he pretty much embarrassed you by calling up the love line and embarrassing Sam as well.
Yep.
So, you know, would you like to get a song played in return?
Yeah, sure.
To make amends for it. If anything, you should both, even Alex really should request a song for Sam as well because you've embarrassed your sister publicly.
And apologise.
Yeah, Alex, would you like to apologise to your sister now as well for just being basically a dickhead and embarrassing her so publicly?
Look, it's my radio station. Like, you're calling up my radio station, dropping your surname. Like, I know I'm a big deal around here, bro. You don't have to name drop left, right, and centre.
I wanted to be played.
Right, just dropping the names, how things get played.
Well,
am I right?
Best of luck, you two. We will do what we can to get something to wear. Maybe even, you know, a bit of Robbie Williams and get yourself tickets to the rooftop.
Exactly.
That won't happen. That won't happen. But look, best of luck, you two. And look, thanks for at least listening.
All right, stay out of trouble, you two. Skelly words.
Alex, stop liking the Sluzzers.
Great catch up today, Ro.
I had a ball too. I think I'm feeling good because of all the rest I'm getting at home.
I'm guessing you've got your new blinds.
That sounds a little personal, but yes, you're right. Our friends at Winston with a Y came down and sorted us out, not only with new blinds, but also awnings and CrimSafe products.
That's the sort of service you receive when you're dealing with the family-owned business that has over 48 years experience.
And as I discovered, if you contact them now, you can have it all sorted by Christmas.
So go to winstonwithay.com.au.
That's Winston with a Y.
Why?
Well, because that's how they spell their name.
No, I know. I was just reminding people why.
Why is it spelled with a Y or just Y?
Why?
Why am I asking you about the why and why are you talking about the why?
You've really had too much sleep, haven't you?
Thanks to Winston Blinds, Awnings and CrimSafe, I'm chock full of the energy and I'm ready to zing.